listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Divine Science in the Age of Technology. We might describe this age as one of technology. Mary Baker Eddy gave us divine metaphysics as a system of reduction. Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. A well-known naturalist and anthropologist, Agassiz, made important discoveries through his microscope. This metaphysical system transposes St. John's vision of the angel standing in the sun upon Agassiz's more material view of the sun, universe, and solar system. Heredity was forever changed. Agassiz's technology enabled him to see the ovum. Mary Baker Eddy crossed even the barrier of time with her system and saw St. John giving a more spiritual view. Her system enables the spiritual healer to reduce the measurements and results of today's technology to angels or God's thoughts passing to man. Science and health. In this thought space, the spiritual displaces so-called material action and structure. The divine or metaphysical scientist must invite the increase of human technology as an opportunity for a more spiritual correlation. St. John translated the human concept of ovum back into spirit. Science and health. Her vision implies that time is exchanged for eternity, thus giving an instance in the present where all of human technology is translated. Every spiritual scientific healing in divine metaphysics approximates the whitening or translation as no fuller can white them. Matthew. Technology is a measure of time. As time reveals itself, this divine system of reduction will give to the Christian scientist the precise translation in spiritual thought forms required to produce divine healing. Scientists rise as true thinkers, knowing that empires fall. Science and health. The spiritual healer is juxtaposed with technology, but moves in the realm of mind. That is the line drawn. All is infinite mind and mind's idea. Science and health. But in that is the metaphysical system or solution. The view is in mind. Human technology passes away from thought, and divine science advances. The divine system is intact. If it seemed to be covered or obscured by technological advances, it wasn't. Divine metaphysics has always been actively translating. It is God's function, the operation of divine principle in human consciousness. Science and health. We can now accept translated technology as included in divine metaphysics, even as mathematics is based upon the self-evident propositions found on page 113 of Science and Health. Whatever advances that occur in technology which improve the human concept are correlated through this system to the divine principle of their origin. We can then no longer see technology as ahead and competing with divine science. First, we welcome it, and then we translate it back into spirit. Spiritual healing is the translation and leads the way. Mrs. Eddy writes, she has made no effort to embellish, elaborate, or treat in full detail so infinite a theme. From her writings, the outline of that theme is the work of gleaning. Some may rightly want to know now the full detail. Others realize that this is an ongoing requirement for each Christian Scientist. However, the wonder of her gift to us is that anyone may make discoveries. Spiritual sense and love inspire to the detail and translation appearing in the demonstration of divine healing. Healing is the translation and scientifically includes the infinite detail just as the divine idea includes all true knowledge of truth. That is real technology.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.